I want to go to the book of Matthew chapter 16 this morning. Matthew chapter 16. Matthew 16, and let's begin reading with verse 13. It said, when Jesus came into the coasts of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and other Jeremias, or one of the prophets. And he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. I like the old, it's a chorus, it just, it says, and I want to try to sing it this morning. He just said, I'm glad I know who Jesus is. Amen. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. He's more than just a story. He is the King of glory. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. You know what? In the heart of the believer, I don't believe that it's even a question about who Jesus is. I think the question that we're perhaps trying to come to grips with today in our world is, which Jesus are we going to follow? Our culture has a lot of different views about who Jesus really is. The world has almost, culturized Jesus. You know, there's a Jesus for every group of people. You know, different one. The Indians have a red Jesus. The Asians have a yellow Jesus. The African Americans have a black Jesus. And the Caucasians have a white Jesus. I just kind of believe that that's really not how it is. The CEO mentality. The businessman believes that perhaps Jesus is a CEO in the civilization. The ethnic oppressed perhaps believe that he's a civil rights leader and he leads their causes. The truckers, you know, he's just a good buddy, just a good old guy upstairs. And to the muscle bound, that trading card Jesus, or you know, you can just put Jesus into whatever category that you think that he might be. Folks, it's almost makes you sometimes want to say, will the real Jesus please stand up? Let us know really who Jesus Christ is. Our culture has their idea, and you can talk to all kinds of people. Some people say, I don't know who Jesus is. I don't know anything about him. You say, Pastor, surely not in America, surely not in the United States that there are people who don't know Jesus. That's exactly what I mean. There are people who have no idea except for maybe a curse word or a slang term that they know, they might know who Jesus is. Other segments of our society have put him into whatever they think that he might be along the way, and hopefully that, and they're hoping that might be the way that it is. But oh, could I just ask you this morning, folks, who is this Jesus that we are going to follow today? You say, well, Brother Lee, I don't know. You know, he's just the guy they read about in the Bible, and we hear stories about him. You know what? You need to know more about who Jesus Christ is than just a story that you've heard from somebody along the way. He is reality. Hallelujah. He is reality this morning. That first century, believers understood and knew as much as they could who Jesus Christ was. Can you imagine walking on a daily basis as the disciples did and hearing Jesus speak, watching him go about his duties and his activities, knowing all the things that were there? It was a hot topic of that day. What do you think about this man called Jesus? Do you know anything about him? That was what was being talked about in that day and time. They wanted to understand more about him. They wanted to grasp his miracles. They wanted to grasp his teaching. They wanted to grasp the things that he had spoken unto them. And they scrutinized every action. They scrutinized when he went to the synagogue, when he went home, who he visited, who he associated with. They wanted to know all about Jesus Christ. Well, the Pharisees and that group of people in that day, they were asking the question. Luke chapter 5 And verse 21 said they were asking the question. The scribes and the Pharisees began to reason or begin to question, saying, who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? They were wondering, who is this Jesus Christ? Who is this one that we're having to deal with, that we're trying to come to grips with? The Bible said that he identified himself to them. He told them exactly who he was. In John chapter 12 and verse 34, the people answered him, we have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? They wanted to know. You say, you know what? They were critical. No doubt there was a multitude of them who were critical. They didn't believe, they wouldn't have believed anything he had to say. They wouldn't have grasped anything. But I believe within my heart there were some people who genuinely wanted to know who Jesus Christ was. They wanted to hear who he was. They wanted to hear the message that he was proclaiming. John chapter 8 verse 25, then they said unto him, who art thou? And Jesus said unto them, even the same said that I said unto you from the beginning. Then Jesus said, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. He began to reveal himself unto them who he was. He wanted them to get a hold of it. Let me tell you something this morning, folks. This Jesus said we're serving, it's not just a figment of our imagination. He's not just a man that could tell a good story. He's not one that can just bring the spiritual things of life down to where the common man lives. But Jesus said, I want you to understand who I am. Amen. I want you to understand that I've been sent by the Father. I am on a commission here. Folks, going to tell you something. Jesus didn't come so we'd just have something to do on Sunday and Wednesday night and fill in the gaps during the week. But Jesus said, I come that you might have life and that you might have that life more abundantly. He let the people in that first generation, in that early church, know who he was. They experienced his power. They experienced his touch. They knew what it was to walk with him. John 14 and 9, Jesus said unto them, or unto him, speaking of Philip here, Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father, and how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Oh, if we could just get a little more, if you could just show us a little more of you and the Father, we'd be pleased. Jesus said, how can it be that I've been so long with you and you have not understood? Folks, I'll be honest with you this morning. There's a lot of things that I still don't understand about this man called Jesus. But one thing I do understand is that he was sent by God the Father on a commission. He was sent to this earth of lost and dying men that were on their way to hell. And he came with a message. You know what? Along the way, I saw that he healed the sick. I saw that he raised the dead. I saw that he opened blinded eyes and he caused ears that could not hear to be able to hear. I saw that he multiplied the loaves and the fishes. And then I saw him when he touched the leper and they were made clean and whole. But folks, I believe the most exciting thing that I saw Jesus do when he said, thy sins be forgiven thee. Hallelujah. And then I like the healing. I like the wonderful things that Jesus does. But the old song said the sweetest words he ever said was, I forgive. Hallelujah. Folks, that early church knew what it was. They experienced it. And then the history tells us that the disciples and the men and women of God of those days after Jesus' crucifixion and his resurrection, they just lived in such a state. They just knew that he was going to come back any minute. You say, well, that's kind of crazy. Why didn't they get a hold of that? Why didn't they realize he wasn't talking about day after tomorrow? He was talking about somewhere, 100,000 years down the road somewhere. You know what, folks? I believe they were closer to the truth than what we are. Amen. They understood that he could come right now. As soon as he got to heaven, he could turn around and come right back. And they lived in that situation. Glory to God. The city of Jerusalem was asking, who is this Jesus? Matthew 21, when he was coming to Jerusalem, all the city was moved saying, who is this? Amen. And they wanted to know exactly who this man was. disciples even were asking, trying to figure out, how do you know that, Brother Willie? Well, because Jesus said, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Evidently, Jesus understood that they had probably been asking around or listening around, hearing what people were saying. Perhaps they were among the crowd from time to time, and they listened as people said, who in the world does he think he is? How can he say that? Where he's nobody. He's just that illegitimate child of Mary and Joseph. How dare he bring about these? But they were constantly asking. They were constantly questioning about who was this man. Folks, I want you to understand, Jesus did not come to this earth and not make a stir. Hallelujah. He walked the face of this earth, and I believe that every step that he took, he caused the corridors of hell to be disturbed because he was walking. Amen. When he preached the sermon, I believe hell turned out almost 100%. They wanted to hear what that man of God was saying. The world was listening. Why? Because he had something that the rest of the world didn't have. Amen. He wasn't just a good man. He wasn't just a good teacher. But folks, they were learning and they were coming to understand that he was the Son of God. Now, they were all trying to find it. They were trying to figure it out. They were trying to get the whereabouts on it, and the when and the why and the wherefore, and trying to get a hold of that understanding. Amen. But oh, folks, let me let you look just a minute at who Jesus said that he was. Amen. That's what's going to make the difference. Who was it that Jesus said he was? I read John Marsh, and he said to consider the claims of Jesus too closely and for too long is risky business, because there is real danger that our perceived ideas about him will truly be shaken, and our easygoing, complacent attitude to him might be threatened. I said, Lord, let me see it then. Oh, let me see it. Folks, that's what I want to see in Landmark Tabernacle. I want us to get a new glimpse of Jesus Christ. I'd like for us to see him, yes, as Savior, but I'd also like for us to see him as baptizer. I'd like for us to experience him as healer. I'd like for us to realize again that he is the soon coming King. And I believe that if you'll see Jesus Christ and you'll get a fresh touch from heaven this morning, it'll shake your very foundations. You cannot touch Jesus Christ and be left exactly like you are this morning. My mom often says, son, I wish you wouldn't preach like that. You just get red in the face and I'm scared to death you're going to have a heart attack. You know what? And I don't know why I preach this way. That's just the way I preach. I didn't plan it that way. That's just the way that it happens to come out. And so if it's offensive to you, I'm really sorry about that. But I tell you what, folks, one thing I am that I do know is that my goal is to get somebody at Landmark Tabernacle to see and have a little deeper glimpse of who Jesus Christ is. You know what? Some of you folks, I've known you for a long time. I've had an acquaintance with you. I'd shake your hand at convocation. I would come by and visit from time to time. But I tell you what, some of you in the last 2 months, I've come to know you in a new way. Hallelujah. I've come to understand you just a little bit deeper. I've come to understand some of the things you do and some of the things you don't do. I come to understand some of your attitudes and some of the reasons why you do what you do and why you don't do what you don't do. That's what I'd like for us to get in touch with Jesus for. Folks, it's not just a matter this morning of knowing him, because I believe that the majority of us here today know Jesus Christ, and we have come to know him, and our sins have been washed away. But oh, if you could spend some time with the Lord, amen, if you could spend some time in his presence, just getting to know him a little bit more, you could come away from that experience and say, I know a little more now. Why? I challenged you, and I didn't check up on you, but I challenged you a week ago Wednesday night when I preached about, could you not watch with me just 1 hour? I challenged you to try to take just 1 hour in the next week and just spend that 1 hour, just 1 hour in a week's time, uninterrupted. I challenge folks to turn off the cell phone, turn off the radio, you know, turn off the doorbell, turn off the TV, turn off whatever you got, whatever would interrupt your relationship with Jesus Christ, and spend some time. Folks, and I guarantee you something, if you come to spend some time with the Lord, you'll come away with a new perspective of who He is. You'll come away with something. You know what? There's times I read this book and I say, oh yeah, I've read that. I know what it says. And I go back and read it and I say, wait a minute. I know it's Sunday morning and I'm trying to behave myself. But I read something in there and it done something for me. Hallelujah. Hey man, I read it before. I read it last year. I read it the year before. I read my Bible through a number of times. But you know what? Sometimes just spending time on that one little piece there, it gives me a whole new perspective of who Jesus Christ is. And I come away a changed man. What I'm saying, folks, I'd like for us at Landmark Tabernacle, if you don't know Jesus, I'd like for you to get to know Him. But if you do know Him, I'd like for you to get to know Him better. Hallelujah. And then that your relationship with Him would be deepened to an extent that it's never been before. Jesus was concerned about who they thought He was. Well, it just really doesn't matter. He's Jesus and He can do as He pleases. That wasn't the attitude He had. You know why? Because He wanted them to have a right understanding of who He is. I believe sometimes God asks us questions not to confuse us, but to clarify in our own minds if we know who He is. He knows who He is, but He wants to clarify that I know exactly who He is. He said unto them, He asked them first, He said, who do those people out there say that I am? And they told Him who it was, but then he narrowed it right on down, and I believe He's coming right on down to where we're living this morning, for He said, but I say unto you, but who do you? Hallelujah. Who do you say that I am? And oh, someone say, well, I tell you, Peter was so smart. No, Peter wasn't. He really wasn't. He was given to talk. But you know what? At this point, he just said whatever came to his mind, and it happened to be right. He said, "You're the Christ, the Son of the Living God." Do you say, oh, that was, how do you think Peter got all that? Do you think he had been theologically trained so he don't know? I believe that the Spirit of God just moved upon him and he spoke those things. And I believe even as he spoke them, he said, "Ooh, I have said a mouthful. I have said more than what I probably even know myself." Have you ever been there? Have you ever done that? You said something, you know, you were in a process of witnessing to somebody and you said something and you almost made yourself excited because you wonder, where in the world did that come from? I'll tell you where it came from. It came from spending time with the Lord. Amen. It may have not been ABC 1, 2, 3, ABC all the way down outline just so you could understand it. But you come to get it because you spend time in the presence of the Lord. Amen. There are things we know about one another. And someone would say, well, what about so and so and so? You say, well, oh yeah, I knew that. Well, how'd you know that? Did they tell you? Did they tell you? Several years ago, we had a kind of a get together, and they asked, fellowship kind of a thing, and they said, we're going to ask 10 questions about the pastor. And they asked 10 questions. One was, they asked, do you know when Brother Willie was saved? Another question was, do you know what two places Brother Willie would go back to if he had opportunity to go? And the day I got saved was July 16th, 1972. And nearly everybody in that group that night understood and they knew. Amen. Because they'd heard me. They'd spent time. Did I just always hit on it pretty often? But you know what? Usually you don't remember things like that, but they grasped that. I never told anybody that I'd love to go back to Israel or I'd like to go to Hawaii. I enjoyed those two places in my life. Those wonderful places to go. I never told anybody, but you know what? I talked about them enough. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That people understand. You know what? You don't even have to tell people you're Christian. You just talk about Jesus enough and they will come to the conclusion. He must be a Christian. Oh, how come? Because he's been spending time. How do you know those? Did God come down and reveal all those things to you? No. I didn't get a lightning flash from heaven. There wasn't any great, but you know what? I just spent time in the presence of God, and it was just there. That presence of God came by. Jesus said, who do you say that I am? Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus just had him a shouting spell out there on the hill. Now, it doesn't say it just like that. But said Jesus said, Peter, flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven hath revealed it unto you. There are those around us sometimes that they enjoy the teachings that Jesus gave. I know people who read their Bible. They're not Christians. One of the men that when I went to Israel 10-11 years ago, there was two busloads of us, and we had each bus had a guide. One of the guides in the other bus was a Messianic Christian. He had asked Jesus into his heart and his life, and he was a Christian. The man who was the guide on our bus, he was a tremendous guide. He was not a practicing Jew. He was not a Christian, but he believed that Jesus Christ was the Messiah. He just like a lot of folks today, he just hadn't asked Jesus to be his Savior. And he could tell you. He told us, he said, I'll tell you what. If any folks know Sister Shirley Lester, Brother Ellie Savage, some of those folks. You know, when we had church, we had church. I mean, we just had church. He said, I just love the way you folks have church. I mean, and he was a Jewish fella, and when we'd start singing, he wasn't saying it, but I mean, he'd go to dancing. He says, that jubilation, it just in me, it's Jewish. And boy, he'd just dance and twirl and twirl. You know, some folks would kind of perk up their eyes a little bit. They didn't know about that. But, oh, he said, I like the way you all worship. I like the way you have church. I like the way you're experiencing what you're doing. But he hadn't become a Christian yet. Some people applaud the teachings. Oh, that's good teaching. That's wonderful. That's good. But they haven't come to know him. There are those who have totally false opinions about Jesus Christ. You know what? There are some of the craziest philosophies about Jesus out there you can't even begin to imagine. The crazy, yes, crazy things that people think about Jesus Christ. Some folks believe Jesus is a Trinity in himself. Think about that, Selah. Crazy, crazy things. What about Jesus? Jesus said, who do you say that I am? If I ask Brother Wade, who do you say that Jesus is? Brother Wade said, Brother Wade, would you wait just a minute? I'm going to go get my mama. She'll tell you who Jesus is. And Sister Jewel, you tell me how Jesus is. You can tell me who Jesus is, don't you? Well, why don't Wade know? And I'm just illustrating here, okay? Why don't Wade know who Jesus is? You don't know. I don't know either. He ought to know. He's a deacon. He should know who Jesus is. No, Brother Wade could probably tell me who Jesus is. He could tell me what he's done in his life, how he changed his life. He could probably even take you to a couple of scriptures and say, Brother, this is what I know. This is what I've experienced. Jesus said, who do you say that I, the Son of Man, am? It's not a matter of us just getting together as a church and saying, we as a church know. It's a matter of every one of us coming to grips with who he is ourselves. Being able to experience it. Peter said, you're the Christ. What did it mean when he said, you're the Christ? It meant, you're the Messiah. You're the anointed one. Everybody knew that the Christ was coming. And when Peter said, you're the Christ, I'll guarantee you, there were some heads that turned. The Son of the living God. You know, John saw him. John understood it. John said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Say, well, he's just a cousin. He just checking in there on the popularity. No, John knew. They said, John, what do we need? John said, he must increase, but I must decrease. I'm going out of the picture here. I'm just the voice of one crying in the wilderness. You know what, folks? That's who our world needs to know who Jesus is. He is the Savior. He's the one that they prophesied was coming. And so I want to ask you yourself this morning, who is this Jesus? You need to make some decisions about who you believe Jesus is. You need to know for yourself. You know what? There are people who are finding who Jesus is just by reading this book. I don't know I'm closing. I don't know if I shared with you when I went to India back in September. I asked Brother Dupte, I said, Brother Dupte, would you share your testimony with me about how you came to know the Lord? He said, he didn't even hesitate, didn't even hardly take a breath. He said, I was born a Buddhist. I was raised as a Hindu. He said, I was raised a Hindu. All of my life I was a Hindu. He said, we were so poor. He said, there were sometimes 3 and 4 days that we went without one bite of food because we were so poor. He said, we had absolutely nothing. He said, when I became a teenager, in my late teens, he said, and we had multiple gods. He said, we had many, many, many gods. Hundreds of thousands of gods the Indians have, the Hindus have. He said, we had multiple gods. And he said, one day I found a Gospel of Luke. And he said, I just sensed that there was something different about this book. He said, I didn't read it. He said, I just was drawn to that. And he said, so I put the Gospel of Luke in our house with our gods, and we worshiped the Gospel of Luke. He said, it was no big deal, just another God. He said, we just worshiped. He said, I didn't even know what the Gospel of Luke was. He said, I just knew it was a piece of paper and I felt drawn to it. So he said, we worshiped it. And he said, for many years, my household, my family, my parents, my brothers, my sisters, he said, we worshiped the Gospel of Luke right along with everybody else. And he said, then there came a woman from California that came preaching the gospel and said she came and knocked on our door and entered into our home and said, we were so honored that a white woman would enter into our home. And he said, she looked across those gods and she said she picked up that little Gospel of Luke, and she said, where did you get this? He said, I found it. She said, do you know what it is? And he said, I have no idea. She said, it's the Gospel of Luke. It's a holy book. And said, she took me into the Gospel of Luke and she showed me about salvation. He said, that day salvation came to my home. I come to know who Jesus Christ was. He said, from that day, he said, my mother was saved. My father was saved. My brothers were saved. My sisters were saved. He said, now I have 6 children. My children are all saved. They're serving, my 3 daughters. Their husbands are pastors. My 3 sons are pastors. He said, we have come to know who Jesus Christ is. He said, do not feel sorry for the people in India. They are in the condition they are in because of their sin. He said, if they would turn to Jesus Christ, God would change India and he would bring about a revival and lives would be changed totally if they would come to know Jesus. You say, will knowing Jesus make a difference, Brother Whitley? It will make all the difference in your life. Stand with me this morning, would you? Folks, it is so important this morning that we know who Jesus is. We're not just trying to figure it out. We need to know that He is the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity. He is our Savior. He's our healer. He's our baptizer. He's our soon coming King. You say, those are 4 fundamental truths that we need to get in our hearts and in our minds. We need to put them in the minds of our children from the very time they're able to understand anything. They need to know who Jesus is. Amen. As soon as they can come to know Him, they get acquainted with Him on a personal basis. So in these next couple of minutes, there might be somebody here this morning that does not know who Jesus is. And I would fail if I preached a sermon like I preached this morning and did not give you an opportunity to come to know Him and to have Him in your heart and in your life. You need to know who Jesus is. And when you know Him, now, you can come any way you want to come to Jesus. Anyway, Brother Doug Presley said the other night, he saw a picture of him before he was saved. Before Christ. But what a change. What a change. You say, you're just trying to get me to come to your church? No, I want you to know Jesus. And if you choose to come here and worship, we're thrilled to death. But I want you to know Jesus Christ. He's the reason why we are. I don't have anything without Him, folks. I don't have anything. If it were not for salvation, I guarantee I wouldn't have the wife and the children that I have. There's people I went to school with that's already dead and in hell because of their choices, the directions that they went. I'm so glad I chose the Lord. I'm so glad He chose me. I'm so glad that He washed me and He cleansed me. I've not been perfect. I've made some mistakes along the way. But His hand still extended. I saw a lady go in a store the other day, and she had this little fella by the hand, and they was going along, and there was a tractor went by the front of the store, and that little fella craned his head around trying to watch, and you know what? He stumbled all the way down the sidewalk. But his mama had hold of that hand. You know what? He didn't skin his knees. He didn't fall on his face. He didn't bust his nose. You know why? Because mama had a hold of his hand. Sometimes the world allures and we look off and sometimes we stumble. But aren't you glad He's got a hold of us? I'm glad I know who Jesus is. I'm going to open these altars to somebody this morning that might not be saved. You will find that not every Sunday morning, but most Sunday mornings, I'll preach to the lost. I'll do my best to get a hold of somebody. I'll do my best to throw a raft to somebody that's drifting out of the ark of safety. Is there somebody here this morning? You're not saved. And you'd say, Brother Willie, I'd really like to know who Jesus is. Not just because mom or dad knows or because the preacher knows or because some of my family knows, but I'd really like to know Him for myself. Is there anybody that'd like to know who Jesus is this morning? I give you an invitation. Come on to the altar. Come on to the altar. Come on, young person. Young adult. Grandparent. Do you know Him? Do you know Him this morning? Do you know who Jesus is? Do you know my Jesus? Do you know my friend? Have you heard? He loves you, and that He will abide till the end. Is there anybody that needs to know Him? Anybody needs to know Him? All right, I'm going to open the altars to the rest of us. Is there anybody that'd like to know Him better? Hallelujah. I'm going to open the altars to us all this morning. Would you like to know Him better this morning? Would you like to know Him better this morning? Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. My Jesus, do you know my friend? Have you heard? He loves you,
and that he will abide till the end. Hallelujah.